You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.
It's an honor to welcome to the studio the congressman from the 5th District here of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Tom Perriello joins us live in studio. And happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Happy chilly one. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I was just thinking earlier how busy that I've been. And then I look at you and I realize, no, I haven't been busy. I've had it easy.
Well, you know, everyone out there is working hard just to keep a job these days. But they have been working us hard, but they should be. We're in real trouble up there with this economy, and we've got to get things turned around. And so I wouldn't want it any other way.
So, Tom, tell us first, let's just start with the experience. I mean, what's it like? I mean, take us behind the scenes. What's it been like in Washington?
Well, you know, it's stunning in a way. You're around these incredible buildings with this great history, but you just don't have time to be awed because of the work. You know, I figured my first few weeks, maybe even a couple months, I'd kind of sit back and learn the ropes, and then all of a sudden we're discussing a $1 trillion stimulus package, and I'm not the kind of guy that sits on the sidelines. So, you know, all these people you're used to seeing on TV, and I represent the same number of people that they do in the House. So we go at it and try to get the best ideas out there. And, you know, I think we've seen some really incredible progress in the first 2 weeks, going from what I think was quite a weak and ill-designed stimulus package to one that's much stronger. We got major accountability efforts into this new bit of TARP money. We got pay equity for women and just expanded health care for children. But, you know, this economy is certainly trumping everything else. I think what you see from this group right now, the newly electeds from both parties, is a real desire to get things done, to problem solve. And I think that's encouraging for everybody.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello from here in the 5th District in Virginia. And the phone lines are open at all times. You know the deal. 977-1070. If you've got a question for Tom, I know he would love to hear from you. 977-1070. In real broad strokes, are we seeing government take an initiative here to really get as much investment in our country as possible? I mean, wasn't that one of the great lessons of the Great Depression? When government started investing in the economy, that's what pulled us out.
Well, you know, it's hard to find.
Or is that too simplistic? I mean,
It's too simplistic, but it's not wrong. I mean, I think that you see broad consensus among conservative and progressive economists that this is not the time to balance a budget. This is the time when we're losing 500,000 jobs every month, when you're still seeing the credit market seizing up. And they haven't even begun to take into account the slow holiday season and other things. This is really still just the lending crisis we're adjusting to. But I think we have to be careful not to overcorrect. If you put money into the system without demanding accountability, you're just going to throw money down a well. And I think that's what they did in the fall. I think it was a really bad package. And I think you see a real change in the way we're doing things now, or starting to. But there's a lot of work ahead.
Yeah. Give us an idea, and then we'll go to the phones, 977-1070. Give us an idea what ideally from where you sit, what you want to see happen here in the first 100 days of this new administration.
I think we have to think in terms of investment, not expenditure. We have to be investing in what's going to create the new competitive advantage for America. The fact is, even before this crisis hit, we have been getting outcompeted. We've had bad trade deals. We've had bad immigration policy. But at the end of the day, we need to be able to compete in the global economy. And the way we create that competitive advantage is investment in infrastructure and education and workforce development. I co-authored my first bill this week to make it easier for people to go back to college or community college, and that got into the stimulus package, a $12.5 billion refundable tax credit that simplifies the tax code and helps families. These are the sorts of investments that are going to make sense over time. But the fact is, right now, we have an electric grid that's 80 years out of date. We have a transportation structure that's about 100 years out of date. And until we start to modernize in those areas, we're going to continue to lose out in competition. So this is a chance to rebuild America's competitive advantage. We can't waste any money, but we can't waste any time either.
We are honored to have live with us in studio Congressman Tom Perriello. The phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question for Congressman Perriello. I know he would love to hear from you. Peter's on the line in Charlottesville. Peter, thank you very much for the call. You're on with Tom. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks for the call.
I'm still kind of wondering how spending $1 trillion of our taxes and getting us $1 trillion in debt is going to somehow help our economy. I understand that you want to increase infrastructure or redo our infrastructure or our electrical grid, but I don't see how that's going to make us more competitive to foreign countries that have lower standards for the environment and lower wages. How does rebuilding our roads and our electrical system help that? I think that the real thing to do is to lower taxes and take less of our money. The redistribution of wealth seems to be the wrong approach, and getting us more in debt is the wrong approach. And
Pete,
it seems that the Democrats were very much against Bush's spending, but now they're going to be doing an incredible amount of spending.
Pete, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's give Congressman Perriello a chance to respond. We got other folks we want to get to.
Thanks, Pete. I think the deficit and the debts that we face are an enormous burden right now. And generally speaking, I think we need to go down the track of fiscal responsibility. I think there's consensus right now that under urgent circumstances, we have to take some extreme measures. But if you compare, you know, the $700 billion that I think they threw down the well in the fall, two things that are smart investments, it's a different story. The fact is we've decided as a country that we want clean water and clean air, and you know, other countries will probably come up to that standard over time. I've just been meeting with business leaders all day across Central and Southern Virginia, and they feel like the barriers right now for them are things like infrastructure projects that no single business can take on. When many, many different businesses are affected by the availability of broadband or water or rail or other things that are going to make an area more competitive, no single business wants to be the only one to make that move. These are places that I think are the proper role for the public sector that can open up investment. A new electric grid right now would allow farmers throughout the district to become net energy producers. It makes it easy for us to turn our landfills into power plants that sell back to the grid. This is the future 20 years from now. We need that modern electric grid to unleash the very private sector entrepreneurship that I think is what always makes this country great and will bring our economy back.
And let me, if I can, also respond to Pete's question, because here's a direct example of what we're talking about. When I've met with the folks, and I'm sure you have as well, with the folks down at the port here in Virginia, one of the most promising ports in the world, and we have it right here in Virginia, the business that they could do if they are allowed to grow would be unbelievable. Could be one of the biggest ports on the East Coast. And yet, they are hampered by the fact that they don't have the ability to get as much stuff off of the, they can get it off of the ships, but then what do they do with it? They need that third crossing. They need the ability to get the stuff on the trucks and then out on the roads. They don't have, there's not enough roads down there to get that all that stuff off the ships and to the inland ports out here on near 81. And if we could do that, then the port could really grow, which means many, many jobs, a huge shot in the arm to the Virginia economy.
And this was one of the reasons I was so excited to get on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which apparently 95% of the newly elected members of Congress wanted on the committee. So I had to work real hard to get on there. But when you think about the way that port improvements in the state combined with rail, Norfolk Southern improvements, including increasing some of those tunnels to be able to take double-decker trains, 58 to finish that project, these are things buildings that can really open up the heartland and increase competitive advantage while being a relatively green infrastructure. We are never going to have the wages of China, and we wouldn't want to. We're never going to have the low environmental standards of China, and we wouldn't want to. What we can be is better at innovation, better at science, better at entrepreneurship, and that's where we have to make our investments.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. We're honored to have him live in studio. John's been waiting patiently on line two in Albemarle County. John, you're on with Tom Perriello. Go right ahead.
Great. Thanks, Coy. I just wanted to thank Congressman Perriello for his support of the Children's Health Insurance Program this week, and was real happy to see that pass the House and I think be headed to go into law. It's such a critical thing for many, many families in our community, and anything about the program that he can add would be great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it. Very proud. And it's also great to note that it was a bipartisan support that got it through the House. I think this is something where we're helping kids of working parents. So right now, there are a lot of parents who fall through the cracks. They're working their way off of the welfare rolls, which we want people moving into the workplace, but they're making a little too much for the programs and not enough to afford health care. And this is that gap of 11 million children. It was 150,000 in Virginia that were already covered by this program. It's an efficient program. This adds 55,000 more children just in the state of Virginia. And again, it's something that rewards work for parents. It covers our children, which I think is morally the right thing to do. And I think that's why we were able to get bipartisan support for it. I don't think we're going to see comprehensive health care reform here in the next 100 days. I think we're going to focus on economic recovery. But when there are clear win-win solutions, bipartisan common sense solutions, I think it's great to get them done. And I think you saw that happen within the first 2 weeks of this Congress, and we're proud of it.
Thank you, John, for the call. Let's go to Margot in Albemarle County on line one. Margot, you're on with Congressman Tom Perriello. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Margo.
I wanted to ask you about, I just read an article, interesting article, about mountaintop coal mining in West Virginia, which is devastating that state. Plus that they do that in Virginia and Kentucky. I wanted to find out how pervasive that is in Virginia, in Southwest Virginia. And I mean, it's just so devastating.
Yeah, they're destroying the Appalachian Mountains, aren't they? I mean, from what I've read, they're really destroying some of the oldest mountains in the world.
I think it has become fairly pervasive, and I think it is a procedure. They've come up with some innocuous new name for it, but it is mountaintop removal, and it's highly problematic. And I think that it's public health disaster. It's an environmental disaster. At the same time, I think we do have to take seriously the investment in carbon capture and sequestration technology. The reality is the U.S. and China produce, I think, about half the world's energy. And we are also the two biggest possessors of coal. Anyone who thinks coal is not going to be part of our energy production going forward, I think, is fooling themselves. That doesn't mean we don't need to aggressively pursue cleaner alternatives, but we have got to crack the code on CCS technology. So in addition to looking at the end product of coal, I think we have to look at the life cycle impacts of coal, and that's where issues like the processing and the removal are serious. So it is something that that is affecting communities and affecting our environment.
Well, thank you.
Margo, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break for local news and weather and continue our conversation with Tom Perriello on the other side. If you've got a question for Congressman Perriello, it's 977-1070. Back in just a few minutes after this break for local news and weather. 38 minutes after 5 o'clock in Central Virginia, it's about 18 degrees. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Happy Friday. Coming up on Monday, we're going to talk with Bob McDonald, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Bob Holsworth will also join us, give us his thoughts about the off-and-running General Assembly session. And we'll also hear some archival audio of Martin Luther King on that MLK Day on Monday. Congressman Tom Perriello joins us live in studio, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you've got a comment or a question, I know he'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 977-1070. Now, you are on, congratulations, by the way, to have been appointed to that or assigned to that that committee. That's a good get, as we say in the news business. That's a good get. And first, explain to people why that's so good, and also explain the stimulus package vis-a-vis transportation and infrastructure, and what that might mean for Virginia.
Well, Transportation and Infrastructure Committee comes with a magic wand to instantly fix everything in your district. No, I want to, for those who believe such, it's exciting. I mean, I ran on a platform of creating new competitive advantage through investment in infrastructure and workforce. Let's stop with the quick fixes and look for long-term value add, particularly south of the James and Southside Virginia. And transportation infrastructure is a great way to do that. I also care a great deal about the environment. And I think one of the greatest ways we can move from incentivizing the wrong kind of things to greener technology and growth is through the way that we look at transportation and infrastructure. So it's a great place to be for a lot of those reasons. It's particularly exciting this year because there's understanding that a lot of this economic recovery needs to come through rebuilding America's infrastructure. There's a five-year reauthorization of the highway bill and a lot of interest this year in intermodal transport, meaning how to connect up freight and passenger rail with transit with the highways, looking at how that interconnects. So I think it's going to be a very, very exciting time. We also have issues like broadband and electric grid, which may end up running through energy and commerce, but relate a great deal to the infrastructure we need. We are also in a year where our states and our localities are just in a huge crunch. And so much of the infrastructure that's normally developed there, we need to create creative partnerships with the private sector as well as the federal government on those efforts. So it's a great place to sit. There are going to be water projects and rail projects and other things that come through there. And we're looking at a national level. But I'm actually the only Virginian on the committee. So when you were talking earlier about how improvements at the port combined with improvements on the freight lines going east to west, with improvements on Route 58, you put that together, you're opening up corridors to green transit that really makes business more competitive in some of these low-cost environments like Southern Virginia. There was a lot of demand and a lot of interest, and it's going to be a lot of work.
Absolutely. Congressman Tom Perriello is with us. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. You got a question for your newest congressman? That's the number, 977-1070. Tell us about some of the legislation that you have in mind. You mentioned one that that you had put forth, and give us an idea of what you might be working on in your office.
Well, I had the crazy notion of co-authoring a bill my first week, and lo and behold, it's become part of the stimulus package. So my first bill may, in fact, become a law, as Schoolhouse Rock taught me. the bill is meant to do several things. It's a $2,500 partially refundable tax credit for expenditures on college education or community colleges. Right now, when a lot of people are out of work, it's a great time to be going back and getting more skills training. It's also a time when many middle-class families who have kids in college are being crushed by those costs. It does a few things. It simplifies the tax code because it takes three things that already exist and combines them into one. Of all the families who qualify for these tuition tax credits, only about 25% of them actually take it, because the reality is it's just so complicated. So we've simplified it. We've increased it to $2,500 a year. Up to 1,000 of that will be refundable. That gives us a little bit of a economic stimulus effect by getting some of that cash back in the economy. Also, for those UVA students who might be listening in, it's the first time that the cost of textbooks has ever been included, as the cost of textbooks at college have really gone through the roof. It's become a real burden for those who are struggling to afford college. So this, to me, is a smart stimulatory effect. It's also just good for middle-class families. I'm very excited to do that and to have been a part of that. But I've also just been vocal on the issues of making sure that this package, this economic recovery package, is not just a bunch of money flying out the door. It's got to have a purpose. It's got to be creating value. It's our grandkids who are going to be paying for this, so we got to make sure our grandkids have something to look at and say, oh, that's what that $800 billion cost us. It was that water and sewage line. It was a new electric grid. It was these infrastructure investments.
Yeah, which folks need to understand is an investment in the economy. It's an investment in good business. That's one of the great lessons of the Byrd machine, actually. in the 20s and 30s when they looked around Virginia and said, we need a statewide plan for roads, for infrastructure, because that's going to be good for business. Greatest thing Virginia ever did in the 20s and 30s, 40s, building all those roads. Huge, huge boon to business. Business loved it. Business flocked to Virginia because Virginia had a great road network.
Well, you know, Mark Warner deserves a lot of credit, and Tim Kaine afterwards, for making Virginia the most business-friendly, the best place to start a business in the country. And some of that was trying to get some, you know, simplify regulations and other things. And some of it was that they got on the forefront, the cutting edge of broadband and other infrastructure investments that made this a great place to do business. I think this is about helping American business through creating that competitive advantage. But the reality is we're also losing 500,000 jobs every month, 500,000 jobs every month. And that's 500,000 families who are being crushed right now. So at the same time, we need to look long term. We should have no illusions about how big of a crisis this is. The economists on both sides of the aisle are saying we're in 1928, 1929. We've got to be thinking in those terms and trying to prevent that from happening. So this is a time where we need to be making sure we are sending the short-term signals that credit and cash is going to be there in smart, accountable ways, and the long-term signal that there's a way out of this. And I think that's where we try to get ourselves on the forefront of the green economy.
What about all that money they sent to the banks? I've read somewhere where they're just sitting on it. They're so afraid to let it go. Because, it makes their statements look good by holding on to it. And yet the whole reason we gave it to them was so they could get it out in the economy and start making loans.
Well, I oppose that $350 billion bailout in the fall. I still think, and almost most of the people who voted for it now regret that decision. They, of course, assumed Secretary Paulson had a plan somewhere, even if it was a super secret plan, and he really didn't. Now, we have another $350 billion we may vote on next week. I will probably vote against that. But even if it passes, we've already put accountability measures in place that say we've got to know where it's going. There's got to be transparencies. It should be spent on preventing foreclosures. It should be going to community banks, not these big mega banks that are just waiting to buy up other banks. And I think you just really had a poorly managed economic team for the last 8 years and for the last 8 months. Now, it's a lot of good people who are trying to do right, but they didn't. And now we've got to clean up that mess, and it's going to take a while.
Congressman Tom Perriello represents the 5th District here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're honored to have him live in studio. 977-1070 is the phone number. Before we let you go, give us an idea of what you're doing the next couple days, because I know these are some public events that people can see beginning tomorrow in Charlottesville at 10 o'clock.
We will be on the north steps of the Rotunda at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to have a swearing-in ceremony, which I'll describe, and also just a chance for some Q&A about the economic recovery and other things. We're actually doing a spin around the district. I was in Martinsville and Danville today. The next 2 days I'll be in Charlottesville, Bedford, Martinsville, Danville again, South Hill, Farmville, doing swearing-in ceremonies because I think it's so important for me to be answering to the people of the 5th District. So I want the 5th District residents to be my witness as I take that oath over and over again in front of the citizens of this district. So it's a symbolic gesture. People will continue to see me, and I want to be held accountable to the high standard we tried to set in the campaign. And hopefully people come out, have questions, easy questions, tough questions, and wish us luck. We got a very tough challenge ahead. And what I said on the campaign was that I would work a double shift every day in Congress, and that seems like a light load compared to what we're doing so far. So,
Tom Perriello, congressman, a member of U.S. Congress, represents the 5th District. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, and best wishes to everybody.
This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.